Okay, welcome everyone to our sixth shiur in our Hilchos Pesach series. Today's shiur is going to be on the topic of toiletries and cosmetics. We're going to discuss the halacha lemaisa of using creams, medicated creams, soaps, shampoos, deodorants, makeup, lipstick, perfume, cologne. Do these things have to be kosher to Pesach? Is it okay if there's chametz in them or not? That's going to be the discussion of today's shiur. Now, before we start, as always, due to the concept of Chumrah de Pischa, there are many who are makbid not to have anything chametz in their house, even if we'll find heterim from today to tomorrow, they're makbid. And if someone has that minhag, they can keep and they should keep their minhag. As long as it works out for them, you should try to do that. If someone who even has that minhag is in a makim adchak, and they want to know what the ikar halacha is, or someone who does not have a minhag, that's what we're going to discuss in today's shiur, how to be noyig when it comes to all these different toiletries and cosmetics. Do they have to be kosher to Pesach or not? So the discussion starts really with what we discussed in last shiur, in the shiur of medications. The discussion starts with the concept of kol hanifsal me'achilas kelav, something which is not roi for the consumption of a dog, is mutter the kaimoy be'pesach, is no bali roi or bali matze. It's mutter behana. It's aser be'achila because of the concept of achshavei, when you put it into your mouth to eat it, you're being machshavei as a food, and therefore that would be aser min derabbanan to eat it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simen Tav Mem Beis Sukkotim Mem Gimel. In as much as something which is nifsa me'achilas kelev is mutter behana, so almost all these different things, the creams, soaps, shampoos, deodorants, makeup, lipstick, perfumes, colognes, are all nifsa me'achilas kelev, kamat all of them. There's a discussion we'll speak about at the end when they get perfumes and colognes, but most of these items are not royal achilas kalav. If that's the case, they should be mutter bahana. You should be mutter to smear them on you, to use the soap, use the shampoo, no problem. What's the shayla? The shayla starts from the sugya of sicha kishtiya, a sugya in a few places in Shas, that says that when you rub something on your skin, it's as if you drank it. If it's as if you drank it, well, ba'achila, this is aser. Ba'achila v'shtiya, it's aser to eat or drink something which is not roi la'achila's kelab, because of the concept of achshavei. So memela, if we're going to be chayshish for sicha kishtiya, maybe it would be aser to use all these things on Pesach. What's halacha l'maisa? Do we say sicha kishtiya or not? Some Rishonim, Rabbi Natam and others, they say sicha kishtiya is only by shemen, only by oil. Others say it's only on Yom Kippur or by Truma, not by other Yisurim, like Chelev. The Vilna Gaon famously says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Chavav, he says that one should not use soap made from Chelev. Don't smear yourself with soap made from Chelev, which is Aser Be'achila, because he's chayshish for the shittas of Sicha Kishtiya. The like your Rabbeinu Tam, he says, not like the Rishonim who are lenient, rather he's machmer Sicha Kishtiya. The Bir Halacha over there says, even though the Minhag HaOlam is to be lenient and to use soap made from Chelev, however, it's nachayin, it's proper to be machmir, like those medaktikim that are always machmir, it's proper to be machmir and be chayshish for the shitas of sicha kishtiya. And therefore, l'chatchila, we try to be chayshish that when I rub something on my skin, it's as if I drank it, and if it would be asa b'shtiya, it's asa to rub it on your skin. Specifically on Pesach, where we have chumrah de pischa, one, it's nachayin to be machmir, that's sicha kishtiya. So if it's nachan to be machmer sicha kishtiya, now we have a problem. Because if we're going to have all these different creams and soaps and makeup, I'm rubbing them on my skin, so maybe that should be a problem. What could be the heter? So the heter would be the following. The way your small Kamenetsky Shlita says this, the svara, lahater, a svara to be lenient over here, he makes a combination of two svaras. First of all, he says, even though we want to be machmer lechatchila for the shita of the goin, a sicha kishtiya, but over here, where it's nifsa me'achilas kelev, and we have to come on to an achshavei, maybe one can say this would not be considered an achshavei la'achila. You're just doing a sicha to say sicha kishtiya, even on something which is nifsa me'achilas kelev. Over there, maybe we could be lenient. But tziruf, there's a halacha that sicha kishtiya is really only when it's done the tainug, when you put it on the tainug for pleasure. When you're smearing on the cream for medicinal purposes or to clean your body, over there we're not going to say sicha kishtiya. And therefore, Zakar Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita and many other poskim, we have a heter for all medicated creams, all soaps and shampoos, and even deodorant. What's the heter? The heter is that since we're not eating it, we're only smearing it, we're rubbing it, so sicha kishtiya, even if you want to be machra like the Vilna Goyin and say sicha kishtiya, and therefore, even though it's not roi l'achilas kelev, maybe it'd be aser because it's like you're eating it, but the only reason why when you eat it it's aser is because of an achshavei, and perhaps that which we're saying achshavayana sicha is not so pasha. Maybe that itself is a leniency. But tziruf, that you're not doing it letainog, you're doing it for medicinal purposes, for refuah, or because you want to clean yourself, like soap or shampoo or deodorant, where you want the person not to sweat or the person wants to smell good. He's not doing it for tainog, he's doing it to remove a bad smell. So vivir, the halacha would be mutter, one can use for deodorant, for soaps, shampoos, medicated creams, he can use something which has chametz in it because of these svaras. Yes, there are those that are machmir, because chumr de pischa, they want nothing to do with anything that has chametz in it, but the halacha says that it will be mutter to use all creams, soaps, shampoos, and deodorants, most deodorants at least. We'll see one small problem with some deodorants soon, but most deodorants would be mutter because of the svaras that we've been saying until now. Now let's talk about makeup. Now makeup is a little more complicated because makeup, one can make an argument that it is there latainug. Although one can make an argument not like that and say makeup's not latainug, makeup is there to make a person look good. It's not for pleasure, it's not to make your skin feel good, it's to make you look good. However, there are those, some want to say that makeup is latainug. And if makeup is latainug, we lose the svara that we have by our soap, shampoos, and creams, and then makeup would be also to use if it has chametz in it. Because since it's there latainug, then you would lose the svara if it's not the latinug. All you would have is that nifsal me'achilas kelev, and just with that svara, perhaps it'd be an achshavei, and it'd be also to you, sicha kishtia. However, there are many paiskim that are lenient, and they say that at the end of the day, makeup is not their latinug. Makeup is there just to make the person look good, and we would have our svara as if nifsal me'achilas kelev. The whole sicha kishtia is a chumra to start with. And even if we're going to take on the chumra of sicha kishtia over here at nifsal me'achilas kelev, and who says there'd be an achshavei by rubbing it on your hand, that achshavei would make an aser as if you're drinking it? Who said we would take it that far? And also, who said it's a tainug? Mehecha teisi, this is called a tainug. And v'meila, there are many poskim that are mekel. Now, from what I understand, the minhag used to be like 50, 60 years ago that people would get kosher lePesach makeup. And the reason for that was that it used to be very simple. There were not that many makeups available. It wasn't so complicated. It was easier to figure out if the makeup was kosher lePesach or not. However, these days it became extremely complicated. There became so many different types of makeups, and people buy them from all different places, and it can be very difficult for a person to get kosher lePesach makeup. Therefore, these days it became more of a minhag to be lenient. It's very difficult to be machmir on the makeup. It's hard to find makeup as kosher lePesach, and therefore many places are comfortable saying that makeup does not need to be kosher lePesach. If someone wants to be machmir and they could find out if their makeup is kosher or not, that's very good. But if someone wants to be makel, they definitely can be makel on the makeup. It does not need to be kosher lePesach. I would classify it as a chumra. If someone wants to be machmir, it's a chumra to get kosher lePesach makeup. But meikar d'dina is not something which is required for the reasons which we spoke out. The only exception where it gets more complicated would be lipstick. Because lipstick, you even eat. Now, if you eat it, then forget about the whole sugya of sicha kishtia. If it may go into your mouth, now it's the sugya of achila. And achila, we say achshavei. Is there any heter to put on lipstick that's not kosher lePesach? So for this, we have a halacha. We could suggest a leniency based on the halacha which we spoke on in the last year. In Sif Yud and Tafman Beis, halacha over there says, if you have ink that was cooked in barley beer, you're allowed to write with this ink. And the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe you're going to put the quill in your mouth with the ink on it, and you're going to eat this ink that has chametz in it. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's okay over here. Even though chametz and nifsal me'achilas kelev is aser be'achila, but over here where it's done, shaloi be'kavona ink paid up. We only say in achshavei where it's done be'kavona, where you put it in your mouth purposely. If it was done, shaloi be'kavona, then there's no kpeda, that's going to be mutter. We tried to shtel this to the toothpaste and mouthwash. However, the maisa we said to be machmir, it's nachin lahachmir for toothpaste and mouthwash. And if someone looks in the Kavit Halachas, why is Shmuel Kamenetsky machmir on toothpaste and mouthwash? He says, well, it's not so hard to be machmir. Why should we be saimich on this heter? There are pikpukim on this heter that maybe the whole heter was where you might put the quill into your mouth, but who said you could put toothpaste directly into your mouth on purpose? Or other svaras that maybe one could be machmir, who said the toothpaste is not royal achilas kelev in the first place? And it's not so hard to be machmir, therefore we should be machmir on the toothpaste. One can make an argument that lipstick is a little more difficult to be machmir on, and therefore, although there are some rabbanim that will be more machmir on the lipstick than the makeup, and that's definitely a nice thing to do. However, if someone finds it very, very difficult, if they want to use lipstick without checking into it whether it has chametz or not, they should either get a new one of the same one they have so there's no chametz on the actual lipstick, or they should rub off a layer. That way, you won't have anything left over from before Pesach. Rub off the top layer of the lipstick. So that's the halacha. So far, halacha lemaisa, creams, medicated creams, mutter. Soaps and shampoos, mutter. Deodorants, generally mutter. We'll see an exception in the moment. Makeup, for those, there is a chumrah if someone wants to be machmer to get kasha the Pesach makeup. However, me'ikar d'dina, one could definitely be samech lahakel. When it comes to lipstick over there, it's more than just a chumrah. It's something which is definitely more of a basis to be machmer on the lipstick. However, if someone has a great difficulty with it, yesh amin lismech to use the lipstick that they have the whole year and just rub off a layer of it, and yesh amin lismech to do such a thing. Why am I saying generally deodorant is okay? Why is it not always okay? The chayre, it's not done the tainug, and it's nifsal me'achilas kelab. So the discussion by perfumes, colognes, and some spray deodorants is that sometimes they have something called denatured alcohol in there. Denatured alcohol is alcohol which you could bring it back to become roi la'achila. If someone wanted to, they can reconstitute the alcohol and make it roi la'achila. And there's a different malkiel, the different malkiel paskins, that's still not called ain't it roi la'achila's kalab. Since you could bring it back to become roi la'achila, it could be still considered roi la'achila's kalab, and then it would be usher to use. Halisa chatchila, sicha kishtia. For the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. And there are those that are machmer on this, and there's definitely a strong makil mahachmer. I do know that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is makil, he holds not like this different makil. However, many have a minute to be machmer, and therefore, if someone has perfumes or colognes or spray deodorant that had denatured alcohol, or they can check in the books which ones are kosher, which ones are not kosher, that's something which is definitely, the minig is much more prevalent over here to be machmer on the Shita of the different makil, and to only get perfume or cologne, or even deodorants that are kosher the Pesach because of this chash of the denatured alcohol, which could be brought back to be roi la'achila, and that's something which is a little more nachin lahachmir than the other thing. So that's a schazer of what we spoke out so far. Really, we're going to finish with this. What's the halacha? First of all, mitzad bayra bayimate, everything is mutter. All these things are nifsa me'achilas kelav v'pashtus, they're mutter to be mekayim. You want to know if someone has to be chayshish, that maybe it's roi la'achilas kalav? Well, I'm sorry, not everything. The perfumes and colognes, maybe not. Step back. Creams, soap, shampoos, makeup, lipstick are not roi la'achilas kalav, and they're mutter the kayim. The question is, can you use them? So the chatchila were chayshish sicha kishtia, so can I use them or not? So anything that's a medicated cream, soaps, shampoos that are used not latainug, and the nifsal me'achilas kalav, you can use, no problem. Makeup and lipstick, where one can make an argument that it's not being used, where it is being used, the tainug, over there, there's a little bit more of a makim lahachmer. Many these days find it more difficult, so there is a prevalent minhag to be makel on, generally on makeup. Lipstick, however, it actually goes in the mouth. There are many who are much more stringent with the lipstick because it actually goes in the mouth. And here we have to come onto a different heter from the sugya of Tofman Bey Sif Yud, the ink which is cooked in the beer. Anything you put unintentionally in your mouth, which is nifsal me'achilas kelav, we're not going to say an achshavei on that. So, and that heter is there. So for those that find it extremely difficult to get a different lipstick, one that's kosher the Pesach, yesh al mi lismaych. However, there, over here, there definitely is a stronger makim lahachmir, but yesh al mi lismaych to be makel. And when it comes to deodorants or perfumes or cologne, we have to be concerned about the denatured alcohol, which maybe could be reconstituted. Hagam the arm akilim, there is a prevalent minhag to be machmir, to be chayshish, that these alcohols could become reconstituted to become edible. And roi la'achilas kalav should be considered that they are roi la'achilas kalav, and maybe even you should make sure to sell them with your chametz, because maybe if they're roi la'achilas kalav, they're also the kayim also, and make sure you include them in the sale of the mechiratz chametz. So if you're looking before Pesach, what should I put away? The perfumes, colognes, and deodorants that have this denatured alcohol should be put away with the stuff you're selling to the guy. And we'll stop over here. Wishing everyone a chag kosher v'sameach.